passing rain bands.
Todd Kimberling at the National Hurricane Center. He says parts of the East Coast could see heavier surf because of Katia. And there has also been another tropical depression that has formed way out in the Atlantic. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and your radio station, Free Fire Radio. 705 on September the 7th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, which means you can't get away from us anywhere. And we're also chatting. In fact, when I opened up the chat room this morning, we had Rusty and Demetrius and Guest and Sun Gold and Indie Guy, and just a whole bunch of them there. And of course, always here, because this is his home away from home. His abode, his safe place, his safe harbor, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Yes.
Miss Linda's not here this morning.
Yeah, indeed. So I guess it's up to me to read off what's going to happen today. Like it's going to be a big surprise.
Okay, it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot, and then it's going to get hotter this afternoon, and it's going to be really hot.
Right now we've got...
It's so hot that you'll probably grow a jungle in your shorts if you just walk around out in town and sweat. That's right.
Visual.
We're talking hot and humid here and drawing jungles in your pair of cutoffs.
Well, thank you for that visual. Sunny and hot indeed.
Green and leafy and probably maybe even a banana plant, but who knows, you know, so...
High near the century mark. Tonight's low around 58. Good time to leave the windows open. And that's going to continue for the next several days. Looks like the hottest day will be Friday with a high expected, get this, near 104. Although, all truth be told, it's been a pretty easy summer for the North State.
Well, that's right. That's just great cover up for God.
And this report, of course, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
474-5546. Give them a call. Music out there this weekend. You know it's going to be cooler out there where it's going to be 104 down here. You know it's going to be at least 10 degrees cooler up there. Plus, they have Mr. Plus, they have the air-conditioned areas in the music room. And it's almost a great place to dine. The ambiance is just outstanding. And we've gotten several emails about just how well the people are treated out there, how well guests are treated out there by the service staff. So that's Anselmo Vineyards. It's just a quick drive out of Palo Cedro. Now, what are we going to do? We've got a full house today. We've got the Asphalt Cowboys rolling in here talking about their barbecue. We have Gary Cadd that's going to be here talking about what happened at City Council last night. We have we've got Monty Height. He's going to be in here for a while talking to us about DUIs. You know, and a number of DUIs have gone up, plus a couple of the things that concern everybody when it comes to driving your cars on the streets here or the highways. And, of course, Candace Bond talking about the big service out on City of Shasta Lake for 9/11. The 10th anniversary. So we've got all that stuff going. Somebody asked me what I was going to rant about today. Well, let's just talk. Okay. I can't help it. Obama is going to send. He's going to ask. This is what it looks like. This has been released. It's, you know, it's one of those non-official releases to kind of let the people take a look at it. He's seeking $300 billion for jobs and tax cuts. At the same time, in other words, you know, he wants to extend the tax cuts now that are on the, you know, for employers, for the people they hire. And he also wants to extend the unemployment money for people that have been on for 2 years or 3 years or whatever. I just know is that one of his new advisors wrote a paper back at Harvard, wherever he was at, how extended benefits for unemployed just makes it worse, doesn't make it any better. And this is going to be one of his new advisors, so maybe that might have something to do. However, when you start cutting people off from money, that this is what happens, is that there's been a shift in the poverty level, that it appears now the working age poverty, where people, men and women of the working age, are now the leaders in the poverty, on who lives in poverty, vice children. 3 out of 5 poor people are those who are seeking work. Those are of working age. And this is due, of course, to our failed economy. Failed Obama plans. A laissez-faire approach to the economy. Letting other people in the Congress make write these laws when he should be right in the middle of it with his shirt sleeves rolled up, doing things, trying anything, getting out there in front as a leader. But what do we have? Hands-off approach. He's too cool. And you know what, President Obama, you know what, there's times when it's bad to be too cool. You need to get in there. You know, it's not just spending a trillion dollars on things that nobody even knows where the money went to. $1 trillion to banks and lending institutions, and they don't know where the money went to. And yet people like veterans, 100% disabled veterans, are losing their homes because the bank won't come back and work with them. That's what the problem is, Mr. Obama. That, and you don't, you know, you took over the largest economy in the world, the strongest military in the world, the strongest nation in the world. And what's happened in 2.5 to 3 years? What has happened? You know, I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Soros follower, a Tea Party person, a Think Pink, an ACLU. If you really seriously ask yourself, has it gotten better? Has anything changed except getting worse? I mean, ask yourself, you know, in the darkness of your own room, if you are one of those that has an Obama sticker already for 2012 on your car, ask yourself, are you voting for him because you're afraid of what the other person might do? Or is it because you really, really believe he's done that good a job? This is Free Fire Radio.
And right now, let's go with our Market Minute to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley.
Hey, good morning. Well, stock index futures have suggested a positive open for the major averages, suggesting the market will rebound after 3 days of losses. A more positive tone in Europe is helping. Greek stocks gained as Germany's top court rejected challenges to German participation in Euro rescue funds. Currently, the Dow's up 168 points at 11,307, while the NASDAQ is up 45 at 2,519, and the S&P 500 is up 20 at 1,185. Oil's up $1.98 a barrel at $88, and the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.3%. Gold's down $54.40 this morning at 1,818, while silver is down 94 cents at $40.92. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Home Depot is up 45 cents at $32.50. PG&E is up $0.50 at $41.10, while AT&T is up a dime at $27.92. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning, September the 7th. It's going to go up to 102. It's at 3 today. So make sure you hydrate yourselves. Make sure you don't leave any children in cars like the guy did over there in down in San Francisco, left his baby in the car. How can you leave a child in a car? Don't leave your dogs or cats in the car either. You're killing them. You might as well just, you know, just take them out, shoot them in the head, and make it easier on them for your dogs and cats. Before you just leave them in a car like that. So just be careful. Don't leave people in the car, too. If you're going to leave, you know, your elderly parent in a car for a couple hours, that's not a good idea either. Okay, full show today. Barry Weisswasser.
Morning.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Asphalt Cowboys.
How are you doing today? I know it's early.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I think, you know, President Obama got me started this morning, and I just had to have a couple comments about it. That,
he can do that.
Here goes the economy. Yep, he's going to make a speech. Probably makes if you're in the stock market business, you might just want to get in a bunker because it's going to be a big speech. Little speeches cause it to drop. This is a big speech.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, we're going to talk barbecue.
Don't get me started.
You know what? Here's the thing is I realize the hopey-changey thing, you know, that happened before. But, I mean, really, can you really literally look at our country now after 2.5 years of Obama? Okay, you know, oh, it's Bush's fault. No. You know, you can blame that on, okay, let's even say it up to the first year. But you had, a Democratic Congress, Democratic Senate, Democratic President. Well, they were voting no. It doesn't make any difference. They had enough votes to push over the anything he wanted through, witness health care. And they're saying, yeah, but those blue dog Democrats. Excuse me. The last word is Democrat. And he came in with, you know, all these things he said he was going to do. And yet none of that has happened except the economy has worsened. So I think people just have to say, is it time to give a, you know, give a new coach? You know what? When a team's in trouble, can't fire the team, get a new manager. So, okay. Enough of that. Let's go to the barbecue. You started it.
Yeah, I know. This Sunday, September 11th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., the Asphalt Cowboys will be over at the Lake Redding Park serving up tri-tip or chicken, coleslaw, beans, garlic bread.
Yum, yum.
I'll tell you what, it's some good stuff.
It is good. You know, and the thing is here, you can just drive through and pick it up, or you can stay there and eat.
We probably have 2/3 of our customers drive through. I swear it's the world's largest drive through. And there's about probably 4,700 people will go through the drive through, and the rest of the 7,000 or so will be coming into the park and enjoying our live auction and music that we'll have in there and little camaraderie with, you know, joking at some of the cowboys and meeting friends and having a good time.
Joking at the cowboys or with the cowboys?
Especially Barry.
A lot of them are joking at us.
We've been also joined by cowboy, asphalt cowboy Gordon Bach. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm just great. Thanks. How about you?
Is there any truth to the rumors that y'all wear those yellow shirts because it covers up the beer stains?
Maybe.
It's easy not to hit it.
Did you see two faces turn red here or what? Okay. Hey, you know, y'all do so many good things. What do you do with the money that you all raise around here?
Well, actually, the very first thing the majority of our money goes to is maintenance in our equipment. Not a lot of people know that we're part of a organization within the Sheriff's Department that is available to feed people in the event of an emergency. And so we maintain our equipment. We can always come right out and serve 10,000 people.
That's right. And you proved that during the pancake breakfast easily. And so, but people don't realize also is that you have a case of a disaster. You all come together to provide this meal.
Exactly.
Meals to people.
Exactly. We have more equipment right now than we can possibly fit in our clubhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Well, I know that you've got things that look like cement mixers for pancake batter. I've seen those in action.
those are now for aesthetic purposes because they don't make near enough pancake batter to serve 10,000 people in the 5 hours that we do it.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to start this at seven. What time is it? 1 p.m. No, I'm sorry. 11. That's a live auction. 11. It's going to start at 11 o'clock, and it goes to
6.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to the phones real quick. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Jim Sharp, Asshole Cowboy, lifetime member. The yellow shirts were to cover the old yeller stains.
The old yeller stains of what?
And Barry, just to give you a little update, there was 6,000 that went through the drive-through last year, and we put about 300 takeout meals through the serving line in the park.
300?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you had close to 6,500 people that you fed there. So that's in the food's great.
That's 7,500.
I'm sorry, 7,500. Did you say 7,000? I thought you said, anyway, never mind. It's Jim, you got to give me a break at 7:20 in the morning. I was looking for a commercial there to grab some coffee. Hey, Jim, how long have you been a member of the Asphalt Cowboys?
I'm looking at my 45th year coming up.
Wow. Okay. Congratulations.
Talk about old timers.
Since they made dirt.
Yeah, I'm one of three lifetime members. Rex Whitner, still active cowboy. He's our first lifetime member. And then they made Gary Cressy and I lifetime members in about 2005.
You know what? I just want to thank you and you, Jim, and also your beautiful bride, Bonnie, for everything that you all do for our community.
Thank you so much. It's a real treat and enjoyment to be able to be of service.
Great. Okay, thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and hit these two guys for a couple other things about the barbecue, a couple other things that are coming up, and then the news, and then Gary Cadd, who we're talking about. We also may be getting another call from somebody from Sacramento, too. We'll find out. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:21 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Michelli next to Yaks.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Got on Linda Bot. Linda is out businessing today. I'll catch her later on this morning, 7:25 in the morning. September the 7th, it's going to be about 103 today. It's 67 degrees right now. And reaching for the heat, our guest, Gordon Bach and Barry Weiswasser is here from the Asphalt Cowboys. Very intimidating in those yellow shirts, you know. So
I know they're pretty scary.
They are pretty scary, and they were covering up the old yellow, which was what Jim Sharp called in and said, "Okay, one more time. The barbecue is going to be this Sunday, September 11th, of course, 10th anniversary of 9/11." And when we talked about your barbecue, we said, you know, that you can absolutely attend the barbecue and then all the ceremonies down there at Longcrest 3, and then of course the big one out at the city of Shasta Lake at 6:30.
It makes sense in a lot of different ways to come to our barbecue with everything that's going on in town and around town. Something more simple is just during the half times of the football games.
Yeah, that's right. Football season's starting too. Yeah, you know, it's. I hope that people come out to the. They always do. They always come out to your barbecue because the funds do go to a good cause, and also of course to the memories, the remembrances, and the ceremonies for 9/11. Any last thoughts here?
I just wanted to remind people too. When you asked about what the Asphalt Cowboys do with the funds we raise, we put on all of the rodeo week activities other than the rodeo itself at pretty much no charge to anybody. The parade, the street dance, the kitty pet parade, special kids day, all those activities are paid for by the funds raised by the Cowboys at these events. That's all.
Yeah, there's no profit at all in any of it. It all goes back into the community.
I know. You give a lot of your own money, of course, a lot of your own money and time to this, naturally.
Yeah, we don't get paid for this. No. That's the only part I don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed it's chased you all away from it. Yeah. Okay, let me see. Oh, you know what? Just one last minute here. The Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is coming back to town.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming out to the city of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. They couldn't wait.
Awesome.
They forced their way in after the way the Asphalt Cowboys hosted them at the for the Reading Rodeo last year.
They may not get the same treatment, but I'm sure it'll be great.
I'm sure that they are just more than capable of, once they get up here, as having a good time as they did last year. I'm pretty sure all of them made it out of here. When they should.
They all made it out of here.
Most of them alive.
Most of them alive.
What's the next big event for y'all after this?
Well, usually we get the opportunity to go dark, and that just means we have no activities. We do a lot of things in the community, some small things, little fundraisers that we do in conjunction with some other nonprofit organizations in town.
Okay. All right. Well, look, anything we can do to help you, just let us know. Gordon
gotcha.
Bach.
Thanks, Carl.
Barry Weiswasser. You know, it's not fair in the morning to have that name.
You know, to make it easy on the Cowboys, they just started calling me Wife Swapper.
Well,
I haven't figured that out yet, but it's easier to say for them than Weiswasser.
I'm sure everybody's got their own little name there. So okay.
So now the yellow shirts is so they get the arrows right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Remember, barbecue Sunday at where at? Say it one more time.
Lake Redding Park, 11 in the morning till 6 at night. If you want, come and meet me at the barbecues at 4:30 a.m.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Hey, thanks a lot for what you all do, too.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back from news, we're going to have Gary Cadd. We're going to be talking about the city council meeting last night, revenue sharing. We're going to talk about, you know, incentives for business, which, you know what? Thank you, Redding. Thank you, Redding, city council, city leaders, some incentives for the for businesses. Even if they're small businesses, let's help get them started. Let's get them here. Let's grow them. What can I say about that? Except that is the way to go. Got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:30 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street snaps a three-day losing streak on hope the European debt crisis may be easing. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up triple digits, 165 points. Yahoo shares are soaring following news its chief executive, Carol Bartz, has been fired. The company has struggled under her leadership, losing ground to Google and Facebook. Bart said she found out about her firing during a phone call with Yahoo's chairman. The company's CFO, Tim Morse, will replace her until a permanent successor is named. Shares of Bank of America are also rising after announcing a management shakeup of its own. Two of its key officers, Sally Krawcheck and Joe Price, are leaving the company. Both were hired by the banking giant's former chief executive, Ken Lewis. Those changes are among the most dramatic moves new CEO Brian Moynihan has made to reshape the struggling bank. B of A has lost almost half its market value this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
NAPA Know-How isn't just about keeping your car moving. It's also about being able to stop. So this September, stop into any participating NAPA Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center for our Great Brakes on Great Brakes event. And receive up to a $50 mail-in rebate with the purchase of qualifying NAPA brake products. So don't go breaking my heart. Go get great brakes.
NAPA Know-How.
I don't know any other way to break this to you. Save on brakes. Offer expires 9/30/11. See your local NAPA Auto Parts store for details.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Be on the lookout for the lone stranger and sidekick robbing a local bank and hiding the loot. You can win cash just by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Saturday morning, it's parade time in downtown Reading starting at 10 a.m. Thursday is the start of the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events are still on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office. By phone at 225-4130 or online at Reading Convention Center.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
Great! I have some envelopes to mail.
The Post Office Saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, food! That's a much better idea.
Please join us at the Post Office Saloon on Tuesday, September 13th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Meeting with friends, eating good food, donations to Haven. Who thought up this idea?
Who do you think?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Linda Baldwin is on assignment today, 7:35 in the morning, September the 7th. It's going to get up to like 100 degrees today. 67 degrees right now, and the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You give them a call out there at 474-5546. They've got great music up there this weekend. It's going to be going to have much cooler weather. They have air conditioning. The mister's going out on the patio. Great food, great ambiance, and great service. What can I say? And some more vineyards.
May I make a quick comment, sir? Normally the rule in radio is when the train jumps the track, never look back. But I have to say there was a commercial that was obviously somewhat outdated, and apologize for that, for the confusion it may have caused. But it was of course, the rodeo is not this week.
It was the right name. It was the wrong cart that had someone got loaded. Dear. We have new people doing that now, but they're learning. That's the only mistake they've made. But let's go to the phones. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, good morning, sir.
I'm sorry, they
told me it was Assemblyman Nielsen. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. I can fake it for him. You can everything's going. We're giving hell down here to the capital, and we're going to straighten them out. And these people are going to be begging for mercy when we get done with them.
Sounds good.
I'll call them for the tickets for the rodeo.
Just rub it in. We'll put your name down for next year. Okay.
It sounds good. Okay.
We were sitting here looking at it, going, "Is that the what's this rodeo? What rodeo?" We were trying, it was supposed to be the barbecue one. You know, there's so often one of them sneaks by us.
Yeah. Oh well, that's Bob does a great job, and when things happen. That's all there is to it.
There is.
Just laugh and roll and go on down the way. At least it gives us some humor for the morning, you know.
Yeah, we tuck and roll here. You know, bounces off. What can I do for you?
You don't have Linda there to keep you straight, you know.
Well, see, that's the other problem, too, is that she picks up on these things. She's got this radar that she goes, I'm not sure that's the right one, you know, before it starts. So, and with, you know, just Bad Bob and I are sitting here and just having coffee, and Gary Cad sitting here smiling. So,
well, good morning. That's good, Gary. He's a great guy, so. I just called up to rub it in.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thanks for noticing. There's no forgiveness. I tell you what, build 1,000 bridges. You know, they call you, hey, there goes Bad Bob, the bridge builder. No, he picks his nose one time. Okay, Jim.
One thing about you, at least you know someone's listening.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true. And we got a chat room full of people, too. I just can't even keep up with them either. So, okay. All right. Thank you.
See you.
Bye. This is obviously a two-person job. When Linda's not here, it just goes to pieces. Gary Cad.
Good morning.
The only man who has been to more city council meetings than any of the city council members. Come to think of it.
I probably have been on long enough to have a little bit more time, but yes, I've been going to quite a few meetings over the last 5 years, and it's gotten rather interesting. Last night started off with the public comment portion of the meeting. Reading citizen George Clark brought forward a possible initiative, Measure D, dealing with public safety pension costs. Wanting to bring an idea forward, so it was brought forward, and he asked. He had three people lined up to talk. He had an 8-minute presentation. One of them didn't show, so I got up and helped him. He asked me if I would help him read part of it. So it was rather interesting. I didn't know about the measure or had read any of it until I read it to the council, and it's rather interesting on changing some of the pension parameters. So that's a possibility coming up. And there was two gentlemen that also came forward who were asking the council to be able to hold a medical marijuana convention at the Civic Center. And the city attorney said that he didn't think that would quite be appropriate. But moving forward from there on the consent agenda, there was a very interesting item. There's going to be September the 10th. Is going to be Megan Rapinoe Day here in Reading. Now, this is the young lady that played on the world stage. This is the young lady that played for the world soccer championship. And, of course, she's from Palisadro, Went to school out at Junction School out in Palo Cedro, and we're all just tremendously proud of her. And it's going to be her day on September the 10th. And through the weekend, there's going to be several different functions going on in the area. And, you know, I have to apologize.
Are you sure it's on the 10th?
Yeah, well, it's September the 10th is the resolution they put together. This is the resolution from the city to make.
And they're going. She's going to be right down here by, and they're going to... There's going to be a walk or a way of honoring her.
Yes, and I'm sorry, I don't know exactly when it is, but it's coming up. There's several things coming this weekend.
I thought that was Friday. We need to clear that one up because there is something happening for Megan, and she obviously well deserves it. We've just got to make sure we get all the. The correct information out, because there's also fundraisers going on. There's all types of different things going on I believe Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. too is that drive through for the lady whose dog was attacked by a pit bull and the people disappeared
at the civic center
right. Drive through between 7 and 9. You can listen to us on the radio and drop stuff off.
Right.
So anyway, okay, yeah, Megan Rapinoe. I mean, I tell you what, I'm not a soccer aficionado, and but to watch her move that ball down the left side of that field and do a cross-field kick with her left foot.
And she said that her left foot's not her strong foot.
Truly, truly awesome. And you didn't see later where she scored a penalty kick, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was just truly, truly awesome. What a great effort she did.
And whenever you see her, there's one thing you notice about her. She's got that infectious smile. She's always smiling. And it's just a pleasure to see our young people excelling to this point.
That's right. Great. You got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about probably things not quite as important as Megan Rapinoe, tax sharing. And one important thing I do want to talk about, though, is giving new businesses a start, giving them a hand, giving them cuts, giving them breaks. I've already said it today, but I applaud the city council if that's indeed what they're doing. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:41 in the morning. Our guest, Gary Cadd. And this is Free Fire Radio.
I get so lost sometimes.
Fight fans, get ready for this Star Power Showdown. Watch the much-talked-about Mayweather versus Ortiz match as they go head-to-head with 12 rounds in the ring for the WBC Welterweight World Championship. Broadcasted live on pay-per-view at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $15, includes food. This event will sell out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't stop there. Go the distance and join DJ Sammy in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge, bringing down the house as he is live in the mix with his premiere video mixing, spinning all your favorites. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. that will take you anywhere within the Redding-Anderson city limits. You must be 21 to attend. Great entertainment is coming your way with the pay-per-view Mayweather versus Ortiz bout, broadcasted live at Wind River Casino on Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. For more information on this action-packed night, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to tell everybody about our summer special. $100 off on any install done by Johnny and Ricky on Toyo and Monitor kerosene heater for the next month of September. Yes, I know it's 105 degrees. That's not what you're thinking about, but winter's not that far off. Give Sherry a call and ask about our pay-forward account so you're not being hit with a big kerosene bill all at one time. For the propane folks, we're starting to do a lot more motorhomes. We're also selling the small 2.5-gallon to 9-gallon bottles and forklift bottles. So don't be caught with an empty barbecue bottle on Sunday. That rubbing two sticks together just doesn't work. If you're interested in CFN or fleet-wide fuel cards, give us a call and we'll set you up. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, ask for Vanessa or Jordan. In Redding, Kathy, Sherry, or Kelly. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks for your business.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog. This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in, they'll call me, let me know what needs to be done, they'll take care of it, and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:45 in the morning, September the 7th. Carl Linda Baugh. Linda's on assignment this morning. Our guest is Gary Cadden. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's for the coffee in the morning. Also, you get those icy cold drinks, anything you want there at Espresso Joe's. And the people there are friendly, knowledgeable, and professional. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Joe and Shelley raise the bar when it comes to supporting this community. Veterans, of course, get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive. Yes, Bad Bob.
I was just going to mention that weather-wise, we're going to be pushing the century mark today, and overnight lows in the right around 60 degrees, and that'll continue through the weekend, and right now 68. And the weather report, always brought to you by Anselmo's. Great.
So how do you push the temperature?
How do you push the temperature?
You said we're going to be pushing the century mark, so how do you push the temperature?
Well, it may go into triples. It may not.
I mean, you put your hands on it, you push it. You put your car behind it, you push it. How do you do that? Okay, Gary Cadd's
our guest. You're pushing my buttons.
I know, and I'm loving every second of it. Gary Cadd's our guest talking about the city council and Megan Rapinoe. Okay, let's talk about, what about the tax sharing? What went on with that? They were talking about the city of Anderson, city of Shasta Lake, and Redding getting together. And this was a proposal by Shasta County Board of right. Supervisors. Hey, let's talk about a tax sharing deal here since we've got all these other things going on.
Well, basically, the discussion last night, Mr. Dickerson made some observations because he was on the council back in 05 and then 07 when they tried tax sharing agreements in the past. And I believe he was saying that the tax sharing agreement in 07, had they have gone forward with that, the city would have given the county $1 million a year. Well, in retrospect, it's a good thing we didn't do that in 07 because we don't have the $1 million a year.
Did he say that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And but that basically was coming out of what that 07 agreement was. So the county has asked the cities to look into this, and the city of Redding has to sit down in with him and look at it. So they've appointed the mayor and the vice mayor, which is Mayor MacArthur and Vice Mayor Dickerson, to be the two representatives from the city to talk to the county and the other cities. One thing that that was brought forward, though, that Mr. Dickerson thought it would be a good idea. If as they go through and do these discussions, that these discussions get brought back before the council, and because of the Brown Act, they would have to be done in open session. So basically what's going to happen is that as they go forward with discussions, when it comes back to the council to discuss, it'll be before the public so that we can understand
what's
going on.
What a novel approach.
So, yeah, real novel. So, I mean, we will all know what's happening and what the ramifications for the three cities and the county will be. So it'll be rather interesting to see how this goes forward. And it's not going to be something that will be done in the next month. It'll take some time to work their way through it.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
All right. So that could be a possibility. All right. And then what's next on the agenda up there?
The next thing was we had that industrial development incentive agreement for Technosoil. Now, I'm not totally understanding the process, but that
they add things to the to the dirt, and I think it makes it harder than concrete. They treat it in such a way.
They have a milky substance that they put on it.
Yeah, and I've seen some of it before, and it's supposedly harder than concrete. And
Right. And it'd be for driveways, patios, yes. walkways, yes. bike paths. I mean, right. it sounds like it's quite a product.
I think I've seen it, and it is. It's the same thing I was shown, that it's a very, very hard substance.
Durable.
That you can just take stuff and add to it and, mm-hmm. you know, then pour it out.
Simply. Yeah, you get crushed rock, and then you pour this on top of it, and I presume yeah. you spread it out. You know, yeah. Squeegee or something like that. I'm not exactly sure.
But they want. They're looking at. But that's a local guy here, isn't mm-hmm. it? And he wants to expand his business.
Right.
That's a great idea.
And so what has happened is it's my understanding that the money won't be coming out of the general fund for this. It actually was set aside earlier this year in the redevelopment agency. This is probably 6 months ago. They set this aside, so it's just coming forward now to where they're going to start using that money. And it's I believe he's getting $1,500 for each employee, and these are good paying jobs. And they're going to, I think it's up to 20 on this one. There was three of them.
The $1,500 per each employee they hire.
Per each employee,
full time.
So it could wind up to be $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, something like that. But it's bringing something new into the area. And helping them get a start, and I think it's a heck of an idea. Then there's also the North State Truck Equipment, and these folks build particulate filters, if I'm not mistaken, and they also are going to be receiving a discount. And then there's
I think they need to go over to Chico State and go over there to graduates and mm-hmm. say, if you've got an idea for a business. I don't care what it is. We're going to give you a storefront, and we're going to give you X amount. Of, you know, we're not going to make you pay your business tax the first year. We're going to pay your electricity for the first year and all that kind of stuff. And get a bunch of these graduates from college that have a plan. Mm-hmm. They can't just be some,
they have a business
I want
plan.
Another commune. Okay, not the communes. We got enough of those.
They'd have a good
but
business
they'd
plan.
Have a business plan and want to start something. And, okay, say what if 10 of them, of the 20 you get in here, 15 of the 20 fail. What if you get that one? What if you get that one?
Yeah, that turns into 50 or 100 good-paying jobs.
That turns into Microsoft.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's yeah.
You know, and instead of, you know, and what if you get that? You know, and why don't we go out after graduates from colleges like that and universities and say, we will give you this, a storefront. We're going to pay your electricity for you for a year. To get you started. Why don't we do something like that? You know, get some innovation in here. Get these, you know, people that, you know what, they talk about things and use things technically that we have no concept. Even Bad Bob, who has a great, great technical show and technology, they're coming up with things that Bad Bob, you're having to reach to keep up with it.
You know, doing it for a living, it's hard to keep up with this stuff.
That's what I mean. And so here we are. We're sitting next to a university. We could get them over here. I mean, we could attract people like that. And so what if we bring up 20 or 25 or 30? And in that first year, 20 of them don't make it. 15 start to make it. But you have those two or three that find something that is just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. There also last night was another incentive put forward for Air Cover Integrated Solutions, which will be out at the airport. And this also is a new company moving to Reading.
Great.
That will bring jobs. So these incentives, and they're not really a lot of money, but they're new jobs, new.
Well, I tell you what, it's better than grazing cattle on Stillwater. Got to take a break. This is Free Fire Radio.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Jets. Jets and more Jets. the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Reading's Air Show 2011 at the Reading Municipal Airport.
Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th.
The show features more jets than ever before. In addition to the T-Birds, fans will thrill to aerial jet demos by an A-10, Canadian Forces F-18, and a T-33 shooting star. See Eddie Andrini in his P-51 Mustang. See Melissa Pemberton's circling husband Rex as he flies in his wingsuit. Gates open at 8 a.m. Adults $10 pre-sale, $16 at the gate. Children 11 and under, general admission free. General admission tickets on sale at Rayleigh's locations in Reading, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. Sponsors include KLXR AM 1230, KCNR AM 1460, ArcSign Engineering, MD Imaging, Wind River Casino, CGI Technical Services.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning, September the 7th. Our guest is Gary Catter talking talking about city council. I need to make an announcement, though, a public service announcement. Conrad is missing. Lost dog. You know, I do these things. I know how the people feel now. Their dog's, it's an elderly dog and needs medication. His name's Conrad, lost in Saturday night at a Pioneer in Bonnie View. About 65 pounds, is a kind of a herding dog type thing. I don't have all the information because it blew past me in the chat room a long time ago. But it's got like a raw spot on its rear end where it scratches all the time, and they're missing. So now, how do we get a hold of the people, though, if somebody finds this dog? I did not see that. So somebody needs to come up on the chat room and tell us how to get a hold of the people that have the dog, or how to get a hold of the owners of the dog. And like I said, the dog is elderly and needs medication also. Okay, Gary, what's the last thing?
Okay, one last thing is the issue that came up for representation by the city on the Shasta County Air Pollution Control Board. Now, the Shasta County Air Pollution Control Board is the legislative body of the Shasta County Air Quality Management District. And the reason I bring this up is the Air Quality District is in the process of putting together a regional climate action plan. This is driven off of AB 32. And SB 375, which are global warming bills that the legislature passed.
Obama cuts back on them, and we just keep going full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead. And the thing with it is, I'm doing a tremendous amount of research on this subject, and there's some issues here that the people need to know about and know what's coming forward and what's going to be in front of us. This isn't going to happen possibly tomorrow, but it is going to be in our future. There's going to be incentives for our homes. That they're going to want us to make big changes in our homes.
Now,
we've got vehicle mile trips that are going to be forcing us to drive. I think the Yolo County Climate Action Plan states that in 2035, urban resident household will be able to travel 44 miles a day. Per the household, not individual, per the household. And in the urban area, it'll be or rural air, it'll be 77 miles a day.
Well, I guess they're going to have to catch me on my old antiquated carbon-emitting Harley as I'm driving down the road at age 88.
Well, what I'm thinking, you see, is they're putting this together as a foundation for what's going to be coming forward. And I think we, the people, ought to have a voice in what's happening for that foundation.
I talked to David Kehoe, and I said, you know, what about these things that says you're going to have to get these refits on your house if you sell them? And all this. And he said he didn't understand it, that it was that way, but they were looking at it. So I'll get a hold of Kehoe or one of the other, I'll get Larry Lees or something on this thing, because they're the ones that sit on that board as the board of supervisors.
Right. Well, see, what the cities are asking, what the city of Reading is asking, is the cities could be have a seat on that board. We need to have a Reading seat. We need to have a Shasta Lake seat. We need to have an Anderson seat along with the county. Well, so that they have a voice in what's going on.
Well, let me ask this question: is even if we, you know, even if they say no, we're not going to implement this. Is this a state thing that's going to be rammed down our throats? That doesn't make any difference. Fine, then we're just going to take away all your state funding for everything else.
Well, to an extent, you're right. Now, there are a couple of things that can be done to offset that are working on that I'm not going to go into this morning. But there's okay, directions we can go. But in the same time, there's many different areas that we can work on. And I think that rather than let the control board work on it, I think we need to start having our say in what goes on.
Okay. All right. Good. I agree. You know, this is a one whole show on this one. Gary Cadd's been our guest. He's been from City Council. Thank you so much, Gary, as usual.
You're more than welcome.
You're very well versed on everything that's going on here.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, when we get back, Candace Vaughn, we're going to be talking about the ceremonies for 9/11. This is Free Fire Radio.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. Stay tuned. More Free Fire Radio on the way.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. A plane crash in Russia, and on board, a pro hockey team. At least 43 people are dead. Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher, live in Moscow.
Thanks, Dave. There are said to be two survivors, both badly injured. The Yak-42 passenger jet crashed as it was trying to take off from an airport northeast of Moscow in clear weather. Officials say the plane was carrying a popular ice hockey team from Yaroslavl to Minsk for its first game of the season. Officials say former NHL players may have been on board. This is the latest in a string of air disasters in Russia. Officials blame lack safety rules. Dave?
Jessica, that giant wildfire scorching Bastrop County, Texas, near Austin, is now a third contained, but it and other fires have burned down more than 1,000 homes, and many evacuees don't know if their house is among them.
And that's the nature of these large-scale incidents like this. It's hard to communicate anything back because there's just not that much information.
Rand Henderson with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Areas Irene flooded could be underwater again. Tropical Storm Lee's remnants keep pouring on the Northeast.
You see most of people's belongings on the first floor of their homes, you know, out in their driveways or on the front lawns.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a creek overflowed in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, sending thousands out of their homes. The day before President Obama gives his big job speech to Congress, Republicans running against him will debate tonight. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson previews it live.
And Dave, most of those Republicans will be gunning for Rick Perry. He's gone to clear frontrunner in 3 weeks and has pushed Michelle Bachmann to the middle of the also-ran pack. Perry is expected to show up, even though he canceled some campaign appearances to deal with the wildfires in Texas. Back here in D.C., we expect President Obama's speech tomorrow to be centered around a $300 billion in new federal spending and tax cuts designed to create more jobs, Dave.
Rich, on Wall Street, a rebound rally. The Dow up 150 points, wiping out all of yesterday's sell-off, and then some. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jim saw the negotiations sliding off track. Both he and Bill, the man across the table, wanted the deal done, but they had a list of differences to settle. All that morning, Jim watched as Bill's answer shortened and his face grew longer. Tensions mounted and prospects dimmed. Then Jim asked a simple question. He said, "Bill, are you angry with me?" Bill paused. He let out a deep breath and said, "No, but I was angry at the situation. I apologize. Now let's get this done." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Funny thing about anger, in the face of gentle honesty, it often diffuses. The best solution typically runs straight through the problem in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Just before 9/11's 10th anniversary, a reassurance.
I think there is no doubt that the United States is stronger now.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano at a conference today in Washington says enhanced U.S. intelligence foiled 86 plots to attack Americans in 2009 and 10 alone. Now, a lot has happened in Afghanistan since the terror attacks sent us to war there. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin is live in Kabul.
Yes, Al-Qaeda has been kicked out. Many Afghans now have cell phones and a few even have SUVs. And some U.S. troops here saying 9/11 reminds them why they are deployed so far from home.
Now it serves as a sense of a source of honor and pride for why we serve.
Major Adam Chalmers from Benicia, California. Some cite 9/11 as the reason they became soldiers in the first place. The troop surge here is now drawing down. U.S. commanders report progress training Afghan police and army, despite a high desertion rate and recruits who cannot read or write. Dave?
Alistair, a Turkish TV station is reporting a bomb threat forced a plane headed to Manchester, England, to land in Istanbul. It had taken off from Pakistan. Prosecutors lose in Italy in Amanda Knox's appeals trial. She is the American convicted of murdering her roommate 4 years ago.
Today, Judge Heltman refused the prosecution's request for more DNA tests on a kitchen knife thought to be the murder weapon. Amanda's father, Kurt Knox, was optimistic.
We're very hopeful, you know, based upon, you know, the results that we'll hopefully get to take Amanda home. But, you know, you never can tell.
The last expert showed how the knife could not have been cleaned after slashing Meredith's throat, as the prosecution argued. It still contains potato starch, which dissolves in water. In Perugia, Courtney Walsh, Fox News Radio.
A family of five taken hostage by Somali pirates have now been released after being held hostage for more than 6 months. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. 805, Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment September 7th, and we're in a little bit of a hurry today. We got a lot of people on, and let's go right to the phone. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Good morning, Assemblyman.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, Assemblyman, you're breaking up here on your phone.
I wanted to call in about the fire fee.
Okay. Yeah, that's what happened. They dropped it, and now it's up to $3,000?
Well, I'll tell you what. The legislature seems to exceed itself by dumb bills, getting rid of life without parole for juvenile special circumstance murderers, early release of...
Hello?
Yeah, we're on a cell phone connection, so it's not so good.
Hello? Okay, I think we lost the Assemblyman there. So, okay, and when he calls back, we'll get him right back on here. But you got our guest today. We're going to be talking about the ceremony for 9/11, and Candace Vaughn, and your guest that you brought today.
My guest is Paul McGram. He's a firefighter at Shasta Lake,
and we are so proud to have you here.
Well, thank you.
And this is, this is just a great, great ceremony that you all have. You know, I mean, this is the best. I mean, the first time we went to it, it was just absolutely fabulous.
Yeah,
very touching.
We look forward to doing it every year. It's been an amazing event. Do you remember how many years we've been doing it now, Paul? Has it been like maybe eight?
I want to say eight.
Yeah. Shortly after, I don't know if a lot of people probably don't realize this, but we actually have a piece of the Twin Towers there in front of the fire hall in Shasta Lake. And so when they acquired that, they shortly after made the monument and then started the ceremonies every year. And, of course, this year will be very special. It's the 10-year anniversary.
It is. Okay. Hey, we've got Assemblyman Nielsen back. Assemblyman, welcome back.
Yes, and boy, we'll be out acknowledging 911 through the weekend, too. God love everybody to remember.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Carl, the fire tax, it's been made much worse. You know, we've already discussed it several times on the show. It's an outrage. It was done behind closed doors. Well, today we're going to actually have a hearing on it, okay? But this is coming right from the Brown administration. This is their idea. They've taken that bad fire tax and made it 100 times worse. Now there will be no limit. on how much the fire tax can be. There will be a floor. It cannot go below $75. The structure will be almost anything. I'd claim even outhouses, and indeed that will be the case.
Yeah,
every structure you have.
Every structure, even if you don't use it.
Even if you don't use it for habitation. There will also be a dollar fee per acre on adjacent lands that you may own. There, 12% of all that you pay in taxes, ladies and gentlemen, will go to administration. And that administration will be hiring more bureaucrats to hassle you to ensure you pay that tax and more of it. And on more structures. They will come out and survey and find as many structures as they can to make more money for the budget. And you know, it's not even helping the firefighters. The California Federation of Firefighters oppose the bill. And the people in Cal Fire do as well, although because it's the administration, they cannot speak out. But it's an unlimited tax. And it is a tax. And Howard Jarvis taxpayers will be filing suit, and I will be a part of that. Assemblyman Jeffries and I have introduced a bill to repeal it, but with the administration so supportive of this huge tax increase, I doubt that we'll be successful, but we're going to fight the fight anyway, and then the referendum. It is incredible, Carl. This thing was so bad, and it's gotten so much worse.
You know, I actually thought that they were showing some, there's some light of sanity down there when I saw them reduce the cost on it, you know, to something that, you know, maybe palatable, and then this next one came up and said that, oh, no, we're just going to raise everything here and tax you to until you bleed, till we get that last drop. So.
Well, it belies the original true intent, which is what I predicted, and I hate being the prophet, but it's more money for government, more money for the general fund, more money for bureaucrats, more money as a police state to be enforcing it upon us and coming out and surveying our properties and assessing more and more taxes, Carl. And today we'll have a budget hearing on it. I do expect it'll pass, and we'll fight the good fight probably tomorrow or Friday on the floor. I'm always hopeful because this does affect so very many people across the state that maybe enough citizens will be enough outrage and convey those to their representatives that we'll get some support, Doug LaMalfa and I, on the no votes. And further, I would suggest people write the governor of the state of California. It's his idea, and tell him you do not like it.
Okay, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, and thanks a whole lot for the update there, Jim.
And really quickly, too, please sign petitions to referend AB 48. That will require the sensitivity teaching of gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual in our K-12 schools.
Okay, we've seen those petitions out there, and we're going to talk about that one morning also.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, talking to us about the fire tax. All right, thank you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We're going to have the Wells Fargo Minute right after the. Oh, wait a minute. I've got to stretch it out here. Because we have the Wells Fargo Minute with Josh Wiley.
Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. How you doing?
Well, not too bad. How about you?
No, we just had a string of, Assemblyman Nielsen called to talk about the fire tax, which was, we didn't have that in our schedule, but we thought that was important enough to have him on real quick to talk about this, what's going on out here. But there's nothing as important, of course, as finding out what's happening to our economy.
Well, today's a good day to talk about it. So the Dow and the NASDAQ are rebounding from 3 days of losses. The U.S. market may be anticipating a new plan from the White House to create jobs. Currently, the Dow's up 176 points at 11,316. The NASDAQ's up 44 at 2,518. And the S&P's up 22 at 1,187. Oil's up $2.48 this morning at 88.50. And the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.34%. Gold's down this morning. It's down $66.10 at $1,807, while silver is down a dollar at $40.85 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's up half a buck at $52.18, Johnson & Johnson's up 38 cents at $65.01, and Microsoft is up 28 cents at $25.79. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Lea on 1751 Hartnell Avenue, on-site lab. Insurance problems? No, you won't, because Dr. Joseph Lea wants to make sure your eyes are taken care of. He'll work with you on that. Glasses for the whole family, from toddlers to elderly, and he's got a new line of eyewear, Wiley X Climate Control Series. And if you ride a motorcycle or you go biking or anything like that, this is the kind of eyewear you want. It keeps wind, debris, and anything else out of your eyes. And trust me, after riding 1,000 miles on a Harley a couple weeks ago, these work. These will keep your eyes just bright and sparkling, as they should be. And speaking of bright and sparkling eyes, we have Candace Vaughn.
Good morning.
North Valley Bank. And we have our fireman of choice, our fire person of choice, Paul McGram from the city of Shasta Lake. And that's what we're here talking about, is the ceremony that's going to be on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Get real interested with it 8 years ago when this all started. This year I asked the committee to chair it. We have 5 pieces of steel at this point in California at the Trade Center. Shasta Lake's actually the luckiest one. We're north of Sacramento, or Stockton is the only piece here. So this year is our 10-year anniversary, and we're going to do it in 9/11 this Sunday. And it's going to be about the people that tragically lost their lives that day, the people that are dying in their armed forces, and the people that are still dying from the cancers and the debris and stuff like that. So it's going to be a real good ceremony. I've gotten lots of feedback and calls from it, so it's been a real good thing. I'm enjoying it a lot.
It's been a great ceremony. Like I said, when we first moved here 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, this was one of the first ceremonies we went to, and it was just absolutely beautiful. And I'm honored to be a part of it again this year. And I just, you know, it's something that it starts at 6:30, I believe.
It does. It does. Correct.
And you have you all have food and beverages.
We'll have food, hot dogs, chips, beverages that we'll be serving from 6:30 on. And the ceremony will start at 7 with the proclamation.
Okay. And then colors, salute to the flag, of course, the national anthem, prayer. 21-gun salute.
Yes.
Bells are going to be rung, candle lighting service, bagpipes, taps. It's going to be beautiful. It always is.
So definitely. We want to invite everybody out.
Absolutely.
We want to just get the most people we can out there and just remember and
This is 10 years ago, my friend, since and where were you 10 years ago on that morning? I mean, I know exactly where I was. I don't know if anybody that's old enough will ever forget where they were 10 years ago.
No, I won't. I just, for me, I remember my husband was out of town at the time, but he was in the military, and he woke me up and he said, "You need to go watch the TV. An airplane hit a building in New York." And I said, "So, why you call me about that?" You know, he didn't say a big jet hit the Twin Towers. And as soon as I saw that, I knew in my heart, I'm like, we're at war. And of course, it changed my life personally and my husband's, because he was deployed to Iraq probably a year after that happened. So,
and Paul,
yeah, well, we happened to be at the fire hall. We were doing our things, and someone said, "Oh, you know, some World Trade Center got hit," so we all turned the TV on and pretty much watched the aftermath after that.
Yeah, I was at a conference, a military public affairs conference, and I'd just been invited to it. I mean, I wasn't attending it, but I was just kind of like in the area. And I was flipping through channels that morning. And I, you know how even you're just not really paying attention? And it didn't dawn on me. All of a sudden, it's, you know, like two or three of the same thing until I hit the Pentagon. And then the Pentagon's on fire. And then I stopped and I started listening to it. And it was a number of military that were there. Of course, they shut down all air travel, if you remember. These Marines, it was just all Marines, were renting cars from right there and heading back to their units, knowing it was going to be a two-day trip. Some of them heading back to New York, a lot of them going to the East Coast. They were renting cars, jumping in, and just starting to drive. And I think I flew 3 days later when they lifted it, and it was like me on the plane in the attendants that was flying. So when I was heading back. So I think everybody remembers it. And we've got a generation of children, which is, we were talking about this yesterday about suicide prevention. We've got a generation of children that have been raised since 9/11 and how it's changed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, with air travel, so many things, that day changed our world, and it will never be the same.
No.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and get a little more positive here when we come back. I mean, the thing is, it is positive. We can't forget what happened, but we've got to be able to. We're going to have a memory on this, you know, to a memorial for that day, and it's going to be the Sunday, and it's going to be a great event. This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
At Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly. 100 large. Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. 1-800-280-UWIN. Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
Great! I have some envelopes to mail.
The Post Office Saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, food! That's a much better idea.
Please join us at the Post Office Saloon on Tuesday, September 13th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Meeting with friends, eating good food, donations to Haven. Who thought up this idea?
Who do you think?
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:25 in the morning. Linda's on assignment September the 7th. It is going to be up 103 today. We really appreciate Paul McGram and Candace Vaughn for being here to talk about what's happening on the... on a Sunday out at the City of Shasta Lake for the 9/11 ceremony. You know what? It's going to be a great one, and I hope that you all come out there and join us for that and for that remembrance of what happened 10 years ago on 9/11 that changed the course of our history and changed the face of America. After the break, we're going to have Monty Hite come in, and we'll be talking to Monty about the different things that are going on out there in the law, the land of law and driving. And, you know, we talked to him a little bit about the DUIs and how that works. I mean, it looks like there's more. I'm going to talk to him about that. I'm going to talk to him about some rules that I've seen and also about people fighting traffic tickets. It looks like a lawyer here in town was successful due to a study that had expired. Maybe y'all want to know about that one. So it tells you where to go to. We've had just any number of things that have come rolling through. We talked about, yesterday we talked about how Jimmy Hoffa Jr. called the Tea Party a bunch of SOBs. And the Tea Party is saying, well, that means a lot of Teamsters are because they belong to us. And he's standing by it. Of course, you know, calling for war and violence is, you know, that's not. I mean, calling it a war, you know, that's like, I don't know, has Jimmy Hoffa ever been in a war? I mean, he knows what a war is. I mean, really, I mean, he says, a war that's destroying the middle class. I mean, what's his definition? It's like, you know, I remember the statement, hey, we're going to have a real war out here. And it was on a football field when we were getting ready to kick off Desert Storm. I mean, and one of the commentators said, this isn't a war. This is a football game. When we finish this, everybody shakes hands, collects their huge checks, and walks away. He says, that's not a war. He says, what's a war is what our people are facing every day that are getting ready to go into combat, what our people face in Afghanistan and Iraq. That's a war. You know, if this was a war, then that means, you know, people, Teamsters be laying dead, Tea Party people be laying dead, you know, houses burning and all that. Don't kid yourself. It's not a war. This is just a bunch of people with a big mouth that are going at each other. So, and that will eventually pass, too.
Well, Carl, you mentioned about inflammatory statements. The statement, we need to take them out. How would you interpret that on the surface?
Oh, that's, you know, that's some, it's, well, that's
given
just
the
what
Teamster's
he said.
History.
Well, I bet he'd just like to know where his daddy was. The other thing shows is that, California's total voter registration grew by more than 2 million voters over the past 20 years. However, Republican registration declined by 285,000 voters. I would say is that in the Golden State that the GOP is not making it there.
People.
However, in Inland California, Republicans now outnumber Democrats 40% to 38%, according to the poll. And if you look up here to the North State, of course, the Republicans outnumber the Democrats. However, we're only talking about close to a million people in 10 counties up here that vote or that would be voting.
Must be annoying which them, is, though, if which they want to smaller. Tax us out of house and home.
Yeah, but, a million, if everybody in the North State voted on one thing, it counts for about one district out of San Francisco. But still, we can still control what we have here in our local laws. We can still control. Yeah, when I say control, I'm not talking about Republican or Democrat. I'm just saying that we still have say about what happens in our local area, in our local elections. I have a feeling when you're in a large city, it doesn't make any difference that it's a... It's machines out there, and I don't see the machinery for elections up here. I could be completely wrong, and people are going to say, oh, no, this machine doesn't. I don't see that in the North State. Anyway, when we get back, Monty Hyde will be back. We'll be in here to talk about the laws and how to avoid some things. We've talked today already about the tax sharing. We've talked about the in the city council. We've talked about the city of Shasta Lake was in here. Jim Nielsen called about the fire tax that has now gone up. It could be a possibility of paying up to $3,000. How they're going to tax every structure on people's property that fall under this. And I think it's like 973. I think it's 973,000 people this impacts on this new fire tax.
Seems to be really targeting rural landowners.
Yeah.
People, well, like my mom, okay? My mom on a fixed income has about 7-8 acres, and there's maybe a half dozen outbuildings. This tax would absolutely crush her and possibly force the property into default. And guess who picks it up?
Well, see, that's the thing is, again, they come up with ways to raise money. And instead of just saying, hey, look, let's just call it what it is. It's a money grab. They come up with all these different things that's going to have an impact, not on the people in L.A. or San Francisco, but everybody else that's in away from the cities. That's who it impacts on. Okay. One last announcement here. Remember Conrad, the dog, 65 pounds brown, lost around Pioneer and Bonneville. Answers to the name Conrad. Call 605-4122 if you happen to see Conrad. This is Carl on the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Parts of the east are being flooded by rain from what's left of a tropical storm.
Lee's remnants will continue to produce periods of heavy rain from the Ohio Valley into New England through at least Thursday. Flood advisories continue in place across the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast.
Fox News meteorologist Maria Molina. Meanwhile, there's a new tropical storm in the eastern Atlantic, but it's too early to know if Maria will threaten the U.S. A prominent Russian hockey team that includes former players from North America's NHL has been wiped out by a plane crash. That's a stick being tapped on the ice at an early season game suspended after the news was announced, a solemn tribute to the 43 people who died when their plane crashed on takeoff near the Volga River outside Moscow. There were said to be two survivors. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 185 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Lindabot. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:34 in the morning, September the 7th. It's going to go up to like about 103 today. It's 68 degrees right now, and it is waiting for an update. So it's 74 degrees right now. If Bad Bob can keep that thing straight, it's going to be hot today, yeah. Bad Bob. Like, you don't have enough left to do here. I'm just going to have to keep adding stuff on. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call, 474-5546. They've got music this weekend. It's cooler up there. Of course, they have air-conditioned dining areas. They have a beautiful, beautiful patio that overlooks the ranch with misters, which keeps it nice and cool. They have the music room. They're having music this weekend. You're going to need probably need reservations, so give them a call, like I said, at 474-5546. Great ambiance, just outstanding food, and the service up there is just wonderful. Anselmo Vineyards. And our guest, Monty Hite.
Hey, good morning.
Retired California Highway Patrolman. And he's... Money writes and talks a lot about the avoid the six. Is that what it is?
Or? Yeah, avoid the six up here, avoid the five down in Tamen County.
Right. Well, we didn't have real good luck with that this time, did we?
Well, it's one we're trying to figure out the best spin you put on it, because unfortunately, here in Shasta County, every year for the last several years, our numbers continue to go up, and our numbers are the number of DUI arrests. And everywhere else in the rest of the state, they're all going down, and everything is going just like it's supposed to, including Tehama County. Last year they had 27. This year they had 19. Last year we had 79. This year we had 83. So, and it just continually goes up.
Well, you know, what we were talking about, too, is the and I want everybody out there to listen. Call your friends right now, because we're gonna tell you how you can avoid part of this just by being smart. And the thing is that our numbers went up when everybody else went down. And part of this reason is, we can say this, is that we've got a number of establishments.
We cater to the service of alcohol.
There you go.
We just do. And we've got, I'm no way knocking, because I'm one of those people that participate in that.
We all do.
We do it with judgment, and hopefully we do it so we always have a designated. We don't put the public at risk or our families at risk or anyone else at risk, and that's the problem, is that the folks that we go out, we encourage people to go out. The city of Reading encourages people to come in for a lot of the different festivities, whether it's Cool April Nights or whether it's Big Bike Weekend. We want people to come in, and part of the partying process is alcohol. It just is. And whether it changes or not, that's different. But right now, that's the way it is. And if a person wants to go out, wants to go downtown, and downtown Reading is the hub, is the nucleus of this whole situation here, because we have a lot of alcohol establishments down there.
And are the police parked outside them?
Well, it's like I always used to say, you know, if you're going fishing, you're not going to sit out in the desert. You're going to go where the fish are.
Okay.
And so if, and I'm saying, and so,
so well, let's just say it. If, yeah, if you're going to go downtown where Johnny's and O'Leary's and
Capone's and
Capone's,
Market Street.
Market Street. And what's the other place across Bombay or?
Bombay's.
Bombay's.
So we have
they're all in one area right there.
Right, Jack's. They're all Jack's. Everything's right there.
Yeah. And now these doesn't mean that you're out there just slamming them down, staggering around drunk. It just means you may have had a couple too many. You've been going from place to place. And then as you leave and you get in your car, which you don't have to do, but you do because you think you're okay because you're drunk. And as you take off and you head on out to 44, this is probably one of the areas that...
Well, yeah, but you hit it on the head, and that is... You went out and you had a good time. Maybe you went to the Cascade Theater,
right,
and you,
yeah,
saw a show, and then you went out to dinner, and then you had a couple drinks.
That's right.
Before all that happens, you have to have a game plan. You got to know ahead of time. This is what we're going to do. Okay, tonight, talk to your wife. You say, you know what, tonight, it's your night. You do what you like. I'm going to be the designated driver, or you're going to have your son come pick you up, or whatever you're going to do.
Yellow cab parks out there in front,
right,
of these places. They park there. Because they're there to give you a ride home. And it's, I tell you what, a $20 taxi cab ride is a lot cheaper than
a $10,000 drunk driving bill, and that's going to haunt you for the rest of your life. And it's just, and it's even worse if somebody else is killed or injured. The only shining star out of this whole campaign, and which we've been fortunate for the last several years, is that we've had no fatalities. No one has died. During the campaign period, we've had a lot of alcohol-related deaths here in Shasta County. But during our campaign period, when we're really making an effort to try to reduce those numbers, no one has died. And out of the 83 that were involved in Shasta County here, only 10 of them were involved in crashes. So that's, if that's a good sign, I guess that's about as best as we can look at it.
And if, you know, on Friday and Saturday nights when they're running these things, if you've been out drinking, if you make a mistake, I mean, when you're driving, I mean, something, you know, right turn without stopping, which is always a good one, right turn without stopping.
Or right turn when the sign says no right turn on red.
Which is right there at the, as you're turning on the 44 from where at Mercy Hospital, or
yep,
at Shasta Regional, right there.
Right.
And they've put that sign out there.
That sign's there. And it's not there as a reason for us to stop people.
No.
It's there because of there was a pedestrian problem and so on and so on.
Right.
So it was a safety issue. But it's the same thing. You drive, if you happen to be leaving the bar and forget to turn your lights on, and you're driving down the street without your lights on, that you're going to get stopped.
Well, you should be if you've been, yeah, driving down the street and it's dark and your lights aren't on. But there's other things. The thing about it is, though, and we got to take a break, is the number are going up.
Yes.
Instead of going down. And when you look at people being caught, when we come back, let's talk about,
right,
that. This is Carl and DeBott. Our Linda's on assignment, but our guest is a retired California Highway Patrolman and author, Monty Height. And we're going to be talking more about who is our typical DUI that we're catching, or is there one? This is Free Fire Radio.
Talking to you about our fall yard sale. That's right, our big yard sale, September 17th and 18th.
Huge, big, 30 spaces.
Huge. Just call Kim at 941-7042 to reserve your spot.
Get your space now and don't be left out.
Hey, it's $10 for one day, $15 for two.
Call Kim, 941-7042 for your space right now.
On Charland Drive, just off airport.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, I'm Chef Cal, and I'm so excited to invite you to our new old school restaurant located in the Pine Street School. Gather your family and friends and take a step back in time to dine at our newly refurbished downtown restaurant. We have many of mine and hopefully yours as well, favorites on our very affordable and casual menu. For lunch, enjoy a refreshing San Francisco sweet crab Louis, or maybe the old English beer-battered fish and chips, or an amazing array of delicious and unique sandwiches and burgers, such as our very own Bacon Juicy Lucy. For dinner, you'll find the comfort foods I was raised on, like moist chicken and herb dumplings, zesty homestyle meatloaf smothered in old-fashioned mushroom gravy, shrimp carbonara, the popular macadamia nut halibut, and so many other entrees bursting with old-school flavors, and even 16 beers on draft to choose from. And for dessert, try my grandpa's coconut bread pudding with vanilla, tapioca custard drizzled with a warm whiskey caramel sauce. So take a historic trip into the past at Old School Restaurant. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, serving dinner Monday through Saturday. Get a menu and additional information at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, right off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. They give discounts to veterans, and it's a great place to walk into. It's, you know, it's one of optimism and positive attitude. You know, it's like you sit down and you don't have to worry about oh my gosh, I'm being overcome by the fumes of gel. No, they don't do that there. It's a place for haircuts. They shave around your ears. They shave your neck. It's discounts for veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? They're very polite to women. They have children in there. Man's last stronghold.
But it's where a man can be a man.
That's right. And you don't have to worry about watching Dr. Phil or Oprah.
They got the Tiger Bomb still in there?
Yeah, I think they got all that stuff. Yeah, you know, and the Butch Wax. For your flat top there. Our guest, Monty Height, who is not only a retired California Highway Patrolman, he writes an article every week for the Record Searchlight. We're talking about DUIs, and we've got somebody on the phone, in fact. Paul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl and Monty. Say, the teenagers have problems now. They're going to be getting driving and so on. Have you ever thought about putting on a big seminar, say, for example, like at the Shasta High School? In other words, get the whole student body in the gym and then have a seminar informing the students about the laws about driving, alcohol, drugs, and so on. Then the next day, go to another high school. Have you ever thought about that?
You know, the both the Redding Police Department and the California Highway Patrol both have programs in which they address those type of issues. There's kind of a conflict, and it's always been that way, and it has been, at least with the California Highway Patrol, in that it's very difficult for us to go out to a high school or any place and talk about DUI and try to encourage the designated driver programs and things like that, because we can't encourage the kids to be drinking in the first place. So a lot of the schools or groups within the schools have come up with their own programs where they set up their own designated driver programs, or they have programs in which they write little promises between the parents and the students, so that if a student is out at a party and he's had too much to drink, then the parent agrees that, you know, I'm not going to come out and tear your head off before I...
They'll get to you in a minute, Paul. Hold on.
Yes, we already did get to it.
So anyway, so what happens is that the parent will then have an agreement with the student to come out and pick him up. But we do go in there and we explain what the laws are and the penalties for it and all the different things that especially young drivers can get into because they're on a different type of license altogether.
My point was like getting all the students there at one time instead of these little small conferences and so on.
Well, we've had them where we bring them into the gym, and the gym usually holds like around 1,500 or so, and we've had them brought in there, and I did it a few years ago where we came in and we had a video, and the video was produced here locally, and it talked about all of the kids. You know, from 2000 to 2005, we had 38 high school age students killed here in Shasta County. That's 7 to 8 every year. And we put out a program, we explained to them, you know, this is what happens because you go out and you do this, you do that. Then about half of those kids were killed in alcohol related crashes. So, it's something that law enforcement is definitely involved with. And it's sometimes though it's a sticky situation when you get to certain things where you can't actually promote the fact that you need to do these things because we're supposed to be telling them they're not supposed to be drinking in the first place.
But it's they can still have programs where that they have to be able to be told these things. It's like safe sex. I mean, okay, maybe I don't want to talk about this at school, but maybe it should be mentioned is that some of your friends are going to drive. It's not going to be in there, or they're going to be drinking. It's not you. But if they do, this is what you can do. Right. Anyway, hey, thanks a lot, Paul.
Okay, thanks, son.
You bet. Well, let's talk about something like you're writing a book.
Yeah, I've actually written it. It's completed. It's titled Coincidence, and I'm working with a couple different copy editors. And I'm learning all the ins and outs about all the different things that you have to do. Once you write it, now you've got to get 15 different people review the whole thing. And in my book, it's nonfiction, and so it actually has real people's names.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of real people in there. And for the most part, the people, I try to be complimentary, but sometimes if you're telling the truth,
it's not always complimentary.
It's not very complimentary. And so you either have to get a release from those people or you have to change their name. You know, so whatever their name was.
Do you have to disguise who they are enough too so people can't just say, oh, that was President Kennedy?
Well, it's almost impossible because if you're talking about, in my case, unfortunately, I have a few ex-wives in the picture. And that when you start, it's pretty easy to figure those out, you know. And there's a few other things that, and people that you've worked with and different people that were very prominent in the community, and so you've got to change a little bit to it, but you do it in such a way that it doesn't bring discredit to them, but they may get a few laughs about it, and hopefully they'll go along with it.
Yeah, I mean, if their name is Harry White and you change your name to Henry Blanco, it's not probably a good way of doing it, and then describe them. But if you change their name to, Kevin Black and, take them from 6 feet tall to 5 foot four.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could do that, but you're right. I mean, people...
It is. Well, and I have... because I'm from South Dakota, and I have a lot of folks that are...
There's only 5 people in South Dakota anyway.
Well, and several of the people enlisted have Indian...
Right.
There's Black Wolf and Pearl White Buffalo, and there's a whole bunch of... And that's their real names. And I don't know how much more I can switch it around to change it up and Pearl Black Buffalo and Gray Wolf instead of Black Wolf or whatever. I don't know. But so those are things that I have to reconcile.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here. And here's the thing is that this book that Monty's talking about, he has told us the premise behind it and told us the story. And I cannot wait to read it. Cannot wait to read it. It's a true story. And first of all, when they say truth is stranger than fiction, you can't believe it. When Monty told Linda and I about the book, we just, wow. Got to take a break here. Our guest is Monty Hite. Cut.
Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Call.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Well, I won't back down.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Call on the bot, 8:55 in the morning. September the 7th here. Is this hump day? I think it is. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Thank goodness.
Looks like a full moon to boot.
Well, I tell you what, it's been, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we're flogging this horse down the road here. You know, and every so often it happens, you know, and it always happens when Linda's, you know, when she's not sitting here next to me. You know, I don't have her to lean on, and I tell you what, I lean on her a lot.
The dynamic energy, yes.
Yeah, it is. And
synergy.
Yeah, it is, but we can't always both be here, so, you know, one of us has got to go and get some things done. And it can only be done at certain times of the day, so that's what's going on. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, Espresso Joe's with coffee. If you want something that has anything to do with coffee, buying those gourmet beans, making coffee, serving coffee, they've got it there. They've got a community room they allow people to use because they support the community. Joe and Shelley have done so much for this community. Veterans always have a discount down there. And you're treated like family at Tobacco and Brew. What can I say? 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Monty Height. Monty, we're talking about your book. And you know, I just, you know, just waxed eloquently about how I can't wait to see it. Well, listening about it was fantastic.
It was a lot of fun. It was one of those things that people, you tell stories and then people suggest, well, you know, you ought to write a book. And then so you got to, and the premise is, as we've spoke before, is involving a murder and homicide and the kidnapping of not only my father but my stepfather, both of them in two different states.
Unbelievable.
And so 12 years apart, and then just tying it all together and telling, as it was suggested to me by Mr. Joseph Wambaugh, who is my mentor on this whole thing.
And for people that say, gosh, that name sounds familiar, he was huge, 30 years ago when he started with the Onion Fields, right. And just a number of police or books based on police.
Right, he was a police officer for LAPD for a while.
And then the TV series, movies, everything came out of this, and
Wambaugh is a very respected author, and he likes what you're writing.
Yeah, so that makes me feel better. That makes me feel good. And so right now it's at the copy editors, or it's going through that whole process, because, you know, you write something and then you're going to have 15 people look at it and say, well, this is what you should do. Change this, do that, do this and that. So, but for the most part, I think it'll be okay.
Now, the copy editor, is that from one of the book houses?
Yeah, it's actually
publishing houses.
Scripts. That's nationwide. I had some folks at Record Searchlight that, because I've written for them for 3 years, and so they had some suggestions for some help, and there's people down in Texas, because that's one of their offices, and so that's kind of where we are with that.
Okay.
So.
Well, they're touching it up, tightening it.
Yeah, they got to fix it up, so fortunately I had spell check, but I don't know if that's going to do it.
A lot of times spell check doesn't work when it's got, like, you know, Americans, we've got three different ways of spelling two. I mean, you know, that's just, yeah.
But I do want to thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to continue the promotion on the Avoid campaign. That's great.
You know what? It's, you know, I hate to see, you know what, I've known people that have been, you know, nobody in my family that I know of has ever been pulled over for a DUI. But we know people that have been, and it just changes their life so dramatically. I mean, just, and especially if you're a younger person. I mean, you lose your license. I mean, it follows you around forever. Right. I mean, and thousands and thousands of dollars for this.
It limits your employment opportunities. People won't hire you.
Absolutely. But then you get into you're going, gosh, that just seems like somebody's had one drink too many. But then you get into these people being killed.
Right.
And you've got people on the road with 6 or 7 DUIs. That, to me, is premeditated murder. I don't care what
Absolutely.
You say. If you're going to drink, you've already been, you know, you've already had your license pulled, just the 6th time you've been pulled over, it's premeditated. And you should be treated like that. That's just how I feel.
Well, thanks, Carl. I appreciate getting the word out.
Thank Monty, you so you're much. Always invited here. You know that.
Thank you, sir.
Even though you write a beamer. All right. Okay, tomorrow we have got a full show again. We're going to be talking with a lot of people about what's going on in our community. We're going to have, in fact, I believe Chief Hansen is on tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that, to talk about what's going on there. And we got a number of people coming in from Enjoy Magazine talking about different art projects that are going on. I mean, it's just going to be a full day tomorrow.